Statin glasses were invented to enable us to, when put on, they turn the world upside down again. It takes a while to having put them on and seeing the world upside down again. It takes a while before you turn it right side up.
The expanding field that had people walk into and through and around.
Sie tun?
Yes, I'm here about a numbered account.
You just enter your account number here, I'll direct you to appropriate officer.
Then if you take the glasses off, the world goes upside down again. That way for several hours. Nobody knows why people do this.
Ihre Hand, bitte.
Sculpture hadn't done much of walking into, through, and around. That was the provenance of architecture. Right. So how do you deal with sculpture where you walk into and through and around and avoid architecture?
And it's very strange. And I've often wondered whether weightlessness would in any way affect this. Now, in the Eskimo world, for example, there is no upside down. You know, small children don't see pictures right side up or upside down. It doesn't matter which way you hold it to a small child, say a 2 or 3 year old. It's the same.
Motion detector.
Turning. Continually, but not constantly. The great wheel, the great circle, turns. Out of the innocence of chaos, the first light and breath, and the first light and hope unfold. Spirit awakens, seeking to find soul. Soul stirs, waiting to be found. Out of the innocence of chaos, possibility ignites. And the great wheel makes its first turn. Once finding and found, spirit and soul entwine in the fertile discovery and touch.
We'll be open.
What's the name of this place?
You're new here, aren't you?
Where?
Do you want breakfast?
Where is this?
The village.
Yes.
I'll see if coffee's ready.
Where's the police station?
There isn't one.
Can I use your phone?
Well, we haven't got one. We'll be open in a minute.
What's the name of this place?
You're new here, aren't you?
Where?
Do you want breakfast?
Open your hands, stand at ease, fall in, fall out, fall down, dead ready, attention, quick march, slow march, left turn, right turn, button, double up, salute, open your hands, stand at ease, fall in, fall out, fall in.
Potential is unbound. In the timeless swirls and sweep of possibility and potential comes opportunity. And the great wheel makes turns.
Where is this?
The village?
Yes.
I'll see if coffee's ready.
Where's the police station?
There isn't one.
Can I use your phone?
Well, we haven't got one.
Where can I make a call?
Well, there's a phone box around the corner.
Thank you. What exchange is this?
Number, please.
I want to make a call to...
No call calls out. What is your number, sir?
Haven't got a number.
No number, no call.
Make space as much part of the content as the material, the steel, which is a vessel, just to trap the space.
Order! Yes, miss.
Opportunity breeds ideas ripe for creation, incubated in heart and mind. These ideas can be made ready for manifestation. Out of turns, 4 and 5. With the connection of creation with manifestation, in the union of heart and mind, adult dreams and visions are born. A child's dream, an adolescent's dream, is born of playful, often wistful creation. An adult's dream is forged. An adult dream is forged of manifestations that emerge, of the stuff that comes after creation.
Listen,
you're a big girl. You can get a much bigger voice out of that tiny throat.
Tiny?
Miss Holloway, you told me when I hired you that you were used to answering phones.
I am.
Did you get enough sleep last night?
What?
The phone is ringing.
Hello. This is the office of Mr. E. Edward Gray.
You see, that's showing a little spot. After all, I'm not running a mortgage.
No.
Think I'm gonna get behind that fool just cause we've been bombed? You out of your mind.
These are the confessions of an American mess. Mail my list of questions out to the candidate's address. Like who's on first and who's on lockdown, who's for real and who's a fake clown, who rewrite the Constitution, legalize summary execution, the innocent attest, an American mess. All American mess, an American mess, American mess, all American mess.
Be a secretary, Lee?
Yes, I do.
You scored higher than anyone I've ever interviewed. You're really overqualified for the job. You'd be bored to death.
I want to be bored.
An adult's dream and vision. The sixth turning of the great wheel is harbinger of the something more that is then within your grasp. comes the seventh turn. Triumph. Turning, turning, turning. Comes the triumph of the adult's creation and manifestation.
We don't have a problem with that, okay?
I have a part-time paralegal. All I need is a typist who can get to work on time and answer the phone.
I can do that.
We only use typewriters here, not computers.
That's fine.
It's very dull work.
I like dull work.
I mean, Area 51 didn't just happen a few years ago.
Is concerned. So we're talking about stealth-like technology that virtually makes aircraft and perhaps one day even ground vehicles virtually invisible until they're on top of a enemy, or in this case, you can also apply it in a number of ways in the commercial field.
All right, let's go to some of the
up there in California at Fort Irwin, the NTW. And those guys, you know, you get to drive the tanks, the guns, fly the planes and everything, and it's all linked into a giant computer, and the general gets to play with the real soldiers practicing with real stuff, and they go up against OP4, the opposition forces, just like the Air Force guys. You know, there's a blue team and a red team, and they exercise everything from electronics and cyber warfare all the way right down to the foot soldier on an open battlefield. And believe me, to be absolutely honest with you, many of the Army commanders who are currently out in the field would rather die in battle than lose at OP4.
Look at where it's bent over, Father.
It's not broken.
And what kind of machine can bend a stalk of corn over without breaking it?
Do you really want to be my secretary?
The idea, Kenji.
Do you really want to be my secretary?
The idea, Kenji. It made her smile. It made her smile. It made her smile.
Yes, I do.
Smile.
she listens if I have pressed to it for a long time. The other was that it was important to let the audience know that character they're up to see next scene, who kind of a nerdy and weird and represent the trait of this person, would become more cracked later in the film, and they stuck that some good would kind of happen, and also reduce it for this film. This is the exterior mental hospital, and Aaron and I were a long hot on deferred to this one's over to South America, let you know where she is. It was also a particularly horrible day of shooting, because although it's a first scene for the last day of today, so everyone was audited and to go to their lives. So I don't think we'd do the first film or last shooting. As the introduction of Lise Berlin, who they had a long scene in the car together, we thought just seeing her face, the way she shaves and meets her daughter, it's compelling. It's set her car up and explained to what he was very clear. It's Tradonna, Jimmy Davis, who played Peter Lee's boyfriend, her sort of normal man, Otten. Morton is a director with, I think in a really sister, maybe it just as an alternative with Jimmy Upster, which Ricky and Doris Otten.
The script written very simply for Steve Direct, each word was very fully, interestingly, first from Jerry were improvised to some of the new improv lines in the film.
This is Ming Lee's father, who I think very clearly would understand drinking much as their daughter. A lot of things in this work were elaborated, got important because I think the actors hold something just with face and with their bodies. For example, the way that leaks at father here, we know there's so much pain and culty between them, bound his thinking, and immediately gives you family, which I think is relatively clear quickly.
Can't be by hand, it's too perfect.
Remember anything that happened before 2 weeks ago.
Lucky you.
No, I'm serious. I don't know who I am. I don't know where I'm going. None of it.
What? Like amnesia?
Yes.
Amnesia?
Yes.
Is it a threat?
I've got it figured.
You do?
The triumph of a magician's dream and vision.
Number, please.
What exchange is this?
Number, please.
I want to make a call to...
No calls open. What is your number, sir?
Haven't got a number.
No number, no call.
Comes the triumph of a magician's dream.
Look at where it's bent over, Father.
It's not broken.
And what kind of machine can bend a stalk of corn over without breaking it?
Can't be by hand, it's too perfect.
There's something about you. You're closed tight. Wall.
I know.
Do you ever loosen up?
I don't know.
I'm not here.
Cheap hit from everybody else. And the Zion boss was some bitch there with production on it, and I sweat over. Or Weez would be on that, specifically would be it. And there's something wonderfully medieval and mystic and teenage about odds that Shen use hurt herself. Here we are in a ballet and get her look. Aaron and I a lot of reading was with that, and the way in which
comes the triumph
for something.
Of a magician's dream and vision.
Very much
turning.
So turning. That cut is meant to be turning. And look or thing. We've not
with the eighth turn of the great wheel, balance and justice. With the eighth turning comes the triumph of soul and spirit. Comes the triumph of God, Goddess, all that is reflected and expressed in you.
I suppose you're wondering what you're doing here.
It had crossed my mind.
In water and underwater, and one reason that is that she feels as she's served, and one of the spellbinds is the ancient certain person. So here, her lamb is working on us, and Adelie Patient is here. Miss La Baird. Love that it is her bizarre and what it is ink at all this learning. The guitarist, called Tish Beatles. The idea of paper if I left Baba did to cut off. Though time to shy still to high beach, they forget about the pool of pop.
Beyond the wheel, in a higher octave of dominion, in a domain called knowing. A new wheel, a new circle, ready to begin.
Why do you cut yourself, Lee?
I don't know.
Is it that sometimes the pain inside has to come to the surface, and when you see evidence of the pain inside, you finally know you are really here? Then when you watch the wound heal, it's comforting, isn't it?
That's a way to put it.
My best hope is that he totally beats the thing and just continues to live a happy life. He's, you know, he's very happy living up here, you know, God, 2 hours from town, with the noisy roosters and all. I mean, but everybody's idea of paradise is different, I suppose.
We had a friend in Florida. She lived in a tent for what, 6 years, 7 years?
She was crazy.
To save up money for her surgery. She didn't have any documentation from any doctor. She finally found this quack in Miami that agreed to do the surgery. She got dressed, took her catheter bag and slung it over the handlebars of her motorcycle and rode from Fort Lauderdale to Miami. She asked about the catheter and he says, oh, you can take it out next week.
Avoid the temptation of placing your fingers on the home keys by sight. Strike each key so that your fingers bounce with each stroke. Do not strike without thinking. Do not even attempt to steal a glance at your paper.
My flowers had just about given up in despair, so with the exception of a few potted plants from the florist, were flowerless for the first spring in years.
And time!
from Fort Lauderdale to Miami.
So as my work evolved, really became my subject. The steel right now, even though I know how to articulate it, know how to bend it, and I even know how to make it look very flexible now, is just a vehicle to make the spatial experience one that people understand.
Yes. Continually, but not constantly. Just a vehicle to make the spatial experience one that people understand.
Is it a game? Is he warning us? Is it a threat?
Sir, look at this.
What's that?
Well, it's an angle of the street. It's some sort of alley. But if you can just...
Enhance it. Who the hell is that?
Marie Helena Kreutz. She's 26, born outside Hanover. Father was a welder. He died in 87. Still don't have the mother. The grandmother, she's still there in Hanover. It looks like she's the anchor for this little domestic disaster. And there's a stepbrother. It's tough. The girl's a gypsy. I mean, she pops up on the grid here and there, but it's chaotic at best. She paid some electric bills in Spain, 95. Had a phone in her name for 3 months in Belgium, 96. No taxes, no credit.
I don't like her. I want to go deep. Get a phone log for Granny and the half-brother. Anybody we can cross-file. I want to know every place she's slept in the past 6 years. Have Paris get these out in the field.
Secretary Lee?
Yes, I do.
all. It's another beautiful day.
Code in, please. Code in. Code in.
This piece starts out with a movement that's closed, and as you walk it, it opens, then it leans to the right, and then leans to the left.
The great wheel, the great circle, turns.
Who has a safety deposit box full of money and 6 passports and a gun? Who has a bank account number in their hip?
I come in here, and the first thing I'm doing is I'm catching the sight lines and looking for an exit.
I see the exit sign too. I'm not worried.
I can tell you the license plate numbers of all 6 cars outside.
Do you really want to be a secretary, Lee?
I can tell you that our waitress is left-handed and the guy sitting up at the counter weighs 215 pounds and knows how to handle himself.
Yes, I do.
You scored higher than anyone I've ever interviewed.
I know the best place to look for a gun is the cab of the gray truck outside. And at this altitude, I can run flat out for a half mile before my hands start shaking. Now, why would I know that? How can I know that and not know who I am?
You're really overqualified for the job.
Called Sylvester, who was a critic in London for about 50 years, probably the most influential critic after the Second World War. And in the last 5 years of his life, we became great friends. And he passed away recently, and I dedicated this piece to him. This piece is more gracious than Bellamy in that the movement through the passage is more generous, and the opening space is much more cylindrical than oval. The other piece, Bellamy, is much more compressed and has a very, very tight elevation as you move through it.
Nikki and Mike.
You'd be bored to death.
I want to be bored.
Just got out of a 6-year relationship, okay? That should help explain why I'm acting so weird.
They diversified also into other areas of media, and then
you asked his public channel. He said, just since you mentioned it, if anyone said we were in the radio business, it wouldn't be someone from our company. We're not in the business of providing news and information. We're not in the business of providing well-researched music. We're simply in the business of selling our customers products. I thought you would appreciate that quote.
I have a part-time paralegal. All I need is a typist.
That over the last 8 years, the FCC has enjoyed $2.8 million worth of travel junkets from industry, paid for by industry lobbyists.
Who can get to work on time and answer the phone?
It's a staggering figure. They've gone to places like Paris, Hong Kong, Rio de Janeiro. These are trips funded by the people that they're regulating and paying a big favor to. Another disturbing fact, the FCC, when they cull the information they're using to make these decisions, they cite outside information providers. They don't use much at all of inside government non-biased research. There's been some fascinating studies done. I know we're short on time, but quickly, they did some research on the media markets in the hometowns of the federal communications commissioners who are making the decision. They found that 4 out of the 5 commissioners already have what is called, using Justice Department equations, as highly concentrated media markets. For example, of the 203 radio stations in those markets, a full 48 of them are owned by publicly traded companies. As your listeners probably have heard, since 1996 in the Telecommunications Act, Clear Channel has bought up nearly 1,300 radio stations across the country and owns 27% of the market share.
I can do that.
We only use typewriters here, not computers.
Mentioned it. If anyone said we were in the radio business, it wouldn't be someone from our company. We're not in the business of providing news and information.
That's fine.
It's very dull work.
This was 16 minutes ago. This is our starting point. You can't fly. Trains are risky. Nikki!
Here.
I need to know everything Paris's finest is doing on this.
I'm on it.
He said 24 hours, and he's not back.
No, we've got a good idea where he is.
You've got a black ops agent who's off the reservation. He's trashed an American consulate. He's on the run somewhere in Europe. You don't know why. I've got to stand before an oversight committee. What am I going to tell them about Treadstone?
You're worried about a budget meeting? We don't take care of this. We don't make it to the men's room. Is that clear enough for you?
All right, I want 2 teams. Daryl, Ray, stay on the grids. Brian, Harris, Steve,
I want to work on this girl. Where do we stand with this residency pattern?
We started it.
Let's get it out.
We cross-referenced numbers from the grandmother and the stepbrother. Whenever we found convergence, we took those numbers and we back-checked those numbers and ran a search merge with any other data we had on her, which wasn't much, but...
Pins. These pins. These are all the places we think she's lived in the last 6 years.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's our pool.
Those are the targets. Beg, borrow, pack, tap, bypass. I don't care what you do. I want to know everything you can tell me about what's going on at those locations.
I'm sorry, I can never resist that. I hope you don't mind a working breakfast.
Business of providing well-researched music. We're simply in the business of selling our customers products. I thought you would appreciate that quote.
Okay, so what if I don't want to give up?
You don't call.
You said I don't call if I wanted to give up on it.
Right.
So I don't call either way.
Right.
So what's the difference?
There is no difference right now. See, Mike, the only difference between giving up and not giving up is if you take her back when she wants to come back. But you can't do anything to make her want to come back. In fact, you can only do stuff to make her not want to come back.
So the only difference is if I forget about her or just pretend to forget about her.
Right.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
So it's just like a retroactive decision then? I mean, I could, like, forget about her, and then when she comes back, make like I just pretended to forget about her?
Right, although probably more likely the opposite.
What do you mean?
I mean, at first you're going to pretend to forget about her. You'll not call her, I don't know, whatever. But then eventually, you really will forget about her.
Well, unless she comes back first.
See, that's the thing, is somehow they know not to come back until you really forget.
Shall speak of the wretched sea that washed ships to these shores, of mothers crying for their young swallowed up by the sea. This poem shall say nothing new. This poem shall speak of time, time unlimited, time undefined. This poem shall call names, names like Lumumba, Kenyatta, Nkrumah, Hannibal, Akhenaten, Malcolm, Garvey, Haile Selassie. This poem is vexed about apartheid, racism, fascism, the Ku Klux Klan, riots in Brixton, Atlanta, Jim Jones. This poem is revolting against first world, second world, third world, division, man-made decision.
Welcome. And so we turn now to talk out of your exploration of the great wheel. We turn now to talk of a technique, a way to respond, to be responsible out of celebration and to for the successes and to generate greater success, to stimulate, if you will, that alignment and harmony with the wheel, with that great wheel of creation, so as to work with it more fully and more richly. A, not really a process, but a technique, a way of working.
I gotta stay here. I gotta figure this out.
So figure it out. Waiter, sir. Who did you arrive with, Ali?
Take me to the nearest town.
Oh, we're only the local service.
Take me as far as you can. Why did you speak to me in French?
French is international.
I suppose it's a waste of time asking the name of this place.
As a matter of fact, I thought you might be Polish, perhaps a Czech.
What would Poles or Czechs be doing here?
It's very cosmopolitan. You never know who you meet next. I did tell you we are only local. The charge is 2 units.
Units.
Credit units. Oh, well, pay me next time. Be seeing you.
It's only later that this habit of right side upness begins. Now, why? I don't know, and nobody knows.
Sooner or later you'll tell me. Sooner or later you'll want to.
To meet with the Bilderbergers, one of these international groups.
Known as a site for strange occurrences with UFOs before we came in and started to put our technology in there.
Do you really want to be my secretary? Do you really want...
Peter, that this habit of right side upness begins. Now, why?
I want to be my secretary.
Yes, I do.
One likes to know everything.
I'm required to put the quotation marks whenever I've just made that my own personal oath to do that. I don't understand what you're talking about. Well, you know, we decided now we're going to just put out books that are say good things about America. And in fact, we're known now as the 9/11 publishers. We're doing 4 quickie books about 9/11, what happened, the heroes,
Bernard Carrick, the police commissioner's autobiography. We're doing that, and that's who we are now. That's our identity, and our identity isn't stupid white men. And in fact, Mike, we don't think stupid white men really is what is on people's mind right now.
I like you, Lee, but I don't think I'm going to offer you the job.
Why?
It's your behavior.
What about my behavior?
It's very bad.
My doctor at the institution once said, every journey begins with the first step. So I decided it was time to meet someone new. There was one who tried to grab and pinch my nipples before we even made it to his car.
Hi.
Another guy kept ordering me to pee on his patio, and when I refused, he said,
I thought you were a masochist.
Then there was the one who liked being tied to a gas stove while the burners were on, full blast, and I had to throw tomatoes at him.
Thank you.
Nonetheless, we're not censors, so we'd like you to rewrite up to 50% of the book.
I don't even know who I'm hiding from. These people know who I am. I gotta stay here. I gotta figure this out.
So figure it out.
What about the reservoir of support? Well, it's not hard to find out what that is. One of the good things that's happened since September 11th is that some of the press and some discussion has begun to open up to some of these things. The best one, to my knowledge, is the Wall Street Journal, which right away began to run within a couple of days, serious report, searching, serious report, on the reasons why people of the region, even if they hate bin Laden and despise everything he's doing, nevertheless support him in many ways and even regard him as the conscience of Islam, as one said. Now, the Wall Street Journal and others, they're not surveying public opinion. They're surveying the opinion of their friends, bankers, professionals, international lawyers, businessmen tied to the United States, you know, people who they interview in McDonald's restaurants, which is an elegant restaurant. They're wearing fancy American clothes. That's the people they're interviewing because they want to find out what their attitudes are. And their attitudes are very explicit and very clear and in many ways consonant with the message of bin Laden and others. They are very angry at the United States because of its support of authoritarian and brutal regimes, its intervention to block any move towards democracy, its intervention to stop economic development, its policies of devastating the civilian society of Iraq while strengthening Saddam Hussein. And they remember, even if we prefer not to, that the United States and Britain supported Saddam Hussein right through his worst atrocities, including the gassing of the Kurds, and Laden brings that up constantly, and they know it, even if we don't want to. And, of course, their support for the Israeli military occupation, which is harsh and brutal. It's now in its 35th year. The U.S. has been providing the overwhelming economic, military, and diplomatic support for it, and still does. And they know that, and they don't like it, especially when that's paired with U.S. policy toward Iraq, toward the Iraqi civilian society, which is getting destroyed. Okay, those are the reasons, roughly. And when bin Laden gives those reasons, yeah, people recognize it and support it. Now, that's not the way people here like to think about it, at least educated liberal opinion. They like the following line, which has been all over the press, mostly from left liberals, incidentally. I haven't done a real study, but I think right-wing opinion has generally been more honest. But if you look at, say, at the New York Times, the first op-ed they ran by Ronald Steele, a serious left liberal intellectual, he said, it asked, why do they hate us? This is the same day, I think, that the Wall Street Journal was running the survey on why they hate us. So he says, they hate us because we champion a new world order of capitalism, individualism, secularism, and democracy that should be the norm everywhere. That's why they hate us. Same day, the Wall Street Journal is surveying the opinions of bankers, professionals, international lawyers, and saying, look, we hate you because you're blocking democracy, you're preventing economic development, you're supporting brutal regimes, terrorist regimes, and you're doing these horrible things in the region. A couple of days later, Anthony Lewis, way out on the left, explained that the terrorists seek only apocalyptic nihilism, and nothing we do matters. The only consequence of our actions, he says, that could be harmful is that it makes it harder for Arabs to join in the coalition's anti-terrorism effort. But beyond that, everything we do is irrelevant. Well, you know, that's got the advantage of being sort of comforting, makes you feel good about yourself and how wonderful you are. It enables us to evade the consequences of our actions. It has a couple of defects. One is it's totally at variance with everything we know. And another defect is it's a perfect way to ensure that you escalate the cycle of violence.
Physics, kind of connected to the last car. Require least amount of exertion, sort of tagging along. Of course, if everything were backwards, then I might have to review the situation. Gary Geiserman threaded through the fibers That's by choice, however. Let's not get confused here. Keep things straight and in order.
Good morning, sir. What can I do for you, then?
I'd like a map of this area.
Not streaming at the moment. Soon to be on Live 365 under the auspices of Stream 475. Do the math. Of course, live streaming on Live Stream 475 at 96 kilobits on the Stream 475 site. It's a link there from newmetaphysics.com, where old, new, and slightly soiled shows from now and yesteryear for download or stream. Get them in groups of six. They're not cheaper that way, though. I'm choosing not to employ matrix capitalism at the moment. Still holding out hopes of a new world. Of course, the only new freaking world I can live in, I have to make myself. Kind of like camping. Hopefully an apartment eventually in the new order beyond the old new order. Of course, order will not really be required of anyone. It is mutually exclusive to love and overrated, of course. Kind of like macho. Gary at newmetaphysics.com. A little love tap, if you will.
Motion detector.
Let's get back to the show.
Map. Color or black and white?
Just a map.
Map. Ah. Black and white. Here we are, sir. I think you'll find that shows everything.
I meant a larger map.
Only in color, sir. Much more expensive.
That's fine. That's not what I meant. I meant a larger area.
No, we only have local maps, sir. There's
no demand for any others. You're new here, aren't you?
Where can I get a hire car? Self-drive.
No self-drive. Only taxis.
I've tried those.
Well, I look forward to the pleasure of your custom, sir.
Be seeing you.
See, baby, it's not that hard.
818. 310. So how long do I wait to call?
About a day.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, then a day.
Yeah. So 2 days.
Yeah, I guess you could call it that.
Definitely. 2 days.
2 days is like industry standard. You know, I used to wait 2 days to call anybody, but now it's like everyone in town waits 2 days. So I think 3 days is kind of money. What do you think?
Yeah, well, but 2's enough not to look anxious.
Yeah, 2's enough not to look anxious, but I think 3 days is kind of money.
Yeah, you know, but you know what? Maybe I'll wait 3 weeks. How's that? And tell her I was cleaning out my wallet and I just happened to run into her number.
Then ask her where you met her.
Yeah, I'll ask her where I met her. I don't remember. What does she look like? And then I'll ask if we fucked. Would that be the money?
You know what? Ha ha ha, Mike. Laugh all you want. But if you call too soon, you might scare off a nice baby who's ready to party.
Well, how long are you guys going to wait to call your babies?
Six days.
Amongst great literary works, will not be recited by poetry enthusiasts. It will not be quoted by politicians nor men of religion. This poem is knives, guns, bombs, blazing for freedom. Yes, this poem is a drum, Ashanti, Ma, Igbo, Yoruba, Nyabingi warriors, Yohuru Yohuru, Yohuru Namibia, Yohuru Sweto, Yohuru Africa. This poem will not change things. This poem need to be changed. This poem is a rebirth of a people, a rising, awakening, understanding. This poem speak, is speaking, have spoken. This poem shall continue even when poets have stopped writing. This poem shall survive you, me. It shall linger in history, in your mind, in time, forever. This poem is time, only time will tell. This poem is still not written. This poem has no poet. This poem is just a part of the story, his story, her story, our story, the story still untold. This poem is now ringing, talking, irritating, making you want to stop it. But this poem will not stop. This poem is long, cannot be short. This poem cannot be tamed, cannot be blamed. The story is still not told about this poem. This poem is old, new. This poem was copied from the Bible, your prayer book, Playboy magazines, the New York Times, Reader's Digest, the CIA files, the KGB files. This poem is no secret. This poem shall be called boring, stupid, senseless. This poem is watching you, trying to make sense from this poem. This poem is fucking up your brains, making you want to stop listening to this poem. But you shall not stop listening to this poem. You need to know what will be said next in this poem. This poem shall disappoint you, because this poem is to be continued in your mind, in your mind, in your mind.
Didn't know who to cater their movies to. The old guard, who we thought wanted to see their favorite aging movie stars in lavish productions, or the youth, who no one seemed to understand.
Tomarika tomare wanimisa yo ba Tomarika tomare wanimisa yo baba Tomarika tomare wanimisa yo ba Tomarika tomare nimisa yo ba
A big company, but independent, Halbert, was hired to do some of the construction and contributed heavily to the coffers of Lyndon B. Johnson. And that tradition has continued across both Democratic and Republican line, where the company pays off politicians and then cleans up big with contracts. So the era when they went and moved beyond construction into the whole field of doing military work for the military is really kind of got kicked off in 1992 when Dick Cheney was vice president, when he was Secretary of Defense for under the former President Bush. And at that point, he got a contract. He actually put out a contract to look into privatization of the military. And it was a $5 million contract that Halliburton got, and they said, look, this is the way you can privatize. What you need to do is start with, some of the more mundane tasks, like cleaning the toilets and cooking the food and setting up the tents. And that's what happened. They, after designing this contract, they were the first to actually get...
If you want to live with your head buried in the sand and...
The contract.
There's a battle going on inside of me between my well-crafted external persona and an internal force trying to break free.
Hate us because they're opposed to globalization.
A poem for the old man. God love you, Dana, my lover, lost in the horde on this Friday night. 500 men moving up and down from the bathroom to the bar. Remove this desire from the man I love, who has opened the savagery of the sea to me, see to it that his wants are filled on California Street. Bestow on him largesse that allows him peace in his loins. Leave him not to the moths. Make him out a lion, so that all who see him, hero worship his thick chest as I did, moving my mouth over his back, bringing our hearts to heights I never hike over anymore. Let blonde hair burn on the back of his neck. Let no ache screw his face up in pain. His soul is so hooked. Not heroin. Rather fix these 100 men as his lovers and lift him with the enormous bale of their desire.
An agenda that isn't harmonious with all of your agendas.
It's done.
Shut it down.
It's a battle, you see, between the nerd and the nigger in me. Can the nerd and the nigger coexist? They're gonna have to, nerd. But nigger, it doesn't make sense. I didn't spend 4 years in the Ivy League learning how to think, talk, and feel in order to jump into a rage every time they try and kill me. But the truth is, nerd, I always been around when that poison ivy bullshit was beating your ass down. These strong nigga arms, they held you, told you not to feel it, gave you time enough to heal it and become a nerd again. But nigga. All you seem to feel is rage. And that will keep me out of their circles and off the front page of the New York Times and the Daily News. Not if you shoot them, motherfucker. And that's my point. You are more than that cold, stony glare, those weighty Timberlands and that nappy hair. Oh, hold up now. No, nigga. That rage is like a cage that keeps love out and you in jail. Burning in nigga, thug nigga hell. Ah, shut up, nerd. You ain't heard a word I said. I gotta smack you upside your well-brushed head. Without me, there is no you. Now, wait a second, nigga. Let's talk this through. Nah, nerd. Journey to the nigga in you. I've been silent long enough. I got your ass through school. Gave you time enough to learn they rules. Now the time has come for you to pay your dues, cause these little niggas in the streets, they need you. But they think they can't relate cause you act all removed, when the truth is, nerd, what they are is you. Cause no matter how hard you try to deny the way you think, talk, and feel, your daddy still smoke heroin, your brother still on crack, ghetto nightmares still haunt your dreams, and your mama is still black. I ain't saying you gotta become me, but this one thing is true, inside you is a hard ass nigga you gotta let come through. Cause this assimilating bullshit will surely beat you down, and if you choke me long enough, my nerd, I will not stick around. Put the strut back in your walk, say what you really feel, be all of you so all of us can heal. The time for lying and denying is through. It's time, nerd, journey to the nigga in you.
In other words, allow yourself to be split apart in some fashion and only see one side of you as the good or better one or usable one or however you're going to perceive it, have that perception be one based with absolutes in it, where there's no ability to integrate or unite or see as one.
In the same year alone, Paramount released Medium Cool, a film catering to the so-called youth market, and Paint Your Wagon, a film that catered to no one.
Down the road, and when she was driving down the road was blocked off. There were black vehicles and military vehicles all over the place. She was approached by someone from the sheriff's department who said, "You cannot go down the road. The area is blocked off." And she was like, "Excuse me, this is our ranch. I'm going to go see my father." And he said, "No, you're not." Eventually, through persuasion, she managed to somehow avoid their detection and move down the road, whether she walked, and I'm assuming that she walked. She said that when she got to her father's ranch, her father was sitting there, and he had no recollection whatsoever of having called her and said this. And when she looked out in the field as she was going there, she saw UFOs and Air Force planes just sitting there. And she was completely taken back by this because they were just sitting there in the open.
Hi, this is Nikki. Leave a message.
Hi, Nikki, this is Mike. I met you at the Dresden tonight. I just called to say that I had a great time, and you should call me tomorrow or in two days, whatever. Anyway, my number is 213-555-4679.
Leave a message.
Hi, Nikki, this is Mike again. I just called because it sounded like your machine might have cut me off before I finished leaving my number. Anyway, sorry to call so late, but you were still at the Dresden when I left, so I knew I'd get your machine. Anyhow, my number is 21...
Hi, Hi, this is Nikki. Leave a message.
213-555-4679. That's it. Just want to leave my number. I didn't want you to think I was weird or desperate. We should just hang out and see where it goes, because it's nice and, you know, expectations. So, okay? Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. I just got out of a 6-year relationship, okay? That should help explain why I'm acting so weird. I just want you to know that. It's not you, it's me. I'm sorry. This is Mike.
Hi, this is Nikki. Leave a message.
Hi, Nikki. This is Mike. Could you just call me when you get in? I'm going to be up for a while, and I'd just rather speak to you in person instead of trying to fit it all into... Fuck!
Hi, this is Nikki. Leave a message.
Nikki and Mike. This just isn't working out. I think you're great, but maybe we should just take some time off from each other. It's not you, it's me, it's what I'm going through. All right? It's only been 6 months.
Mike?
Nikki! Great! Did you just walk in, or were you listening all along?
Don't ever call me again.
This Orwell 84 thing is going real strong now. You have information which we know is pouring in and through the planet really fast. Signals we've never allowed in for low 90,000 years or so. And in the Matrix, the old school, the other of the two diodes, all we have to do is allow some information to travel and then close it off for a little gap and turn it back on again. And the easiest thing to prove today is the exact opposite of the truth. Like the so-called geopolitical activity going on. So the bigger the lie, the more people grasping to the only raft on the ocean will cling. Partial truths not wanted now.
Red sight.
It's kind of like a blind sideways.
Red light, red light.
Only looking right into or directly away from the sun has any effect. So the flanks are open for exploring the new world.
Red light.
Phone number?
616-2468.
Exits?
There's three. Service at the back. Side goes to the street, past the shops. Front is the best. If I think I'm being followed, I walk out with the bag over my right shoulder.
And if there's no taxi?
I keep on walking. Don't look back until you make contact.
I need distances. You walk in, you pick a spot, some midpoint in the lobby. I want you to count your steps to that spot, and then remember that number, because after I call you, I can get you moving. You understand? I also need a head count. How many people from the time you walk in until you get to the desk? How many hotel employees are there? And obviously security, and it might not be that easy to see who they are, so I'll call you, you give me the layout, and we'll take it from there.
Passez-moi le téléphone dans le lobby.
What happened? Did something go wrong?
I've got the records. This guy at the front desk was smiling at me, so I thought, you know, all this trouble, maybe it's easier to just ask for them.
You have the bill?
Maybe a photocopy.
You just asked for it?
I said I was Mr. Kane's personal assistant.
Oh. Okay. Good thinking.
Oh, my God.
it where it's bent over, Father.
It's not broken.
And what kind of machine can bend a stalk of corn over without breaking it?
Can't be by hand. It's too perfect.
Present capacity 80 gigabytes. Doubler loading. Your storage capacity is now 160 gigabytes. Warning, do not exceed capacity.
You don't look like the kind of people I usually work for.
Capacity is now 160 gigabytes. Warning, do not exceed capacity.
What's the matter?
There's a monster outside my room. Can I have a glass of water?
Next to your bed.
It tastes old.
Was shot yesterday afternoon by a 34-year-old local cameraman in Bangalore, the southern city of India. It's the 18th reported crop sign found in that country in the last 72 hours.
Come here, we turn on the radio.
They are signs intended to be seen from the sky.
No radio either. Just for a while.
Seems to propel you through it. This one, you become much more implicated in the feeling of light, and this one has a much more gracious volume, much more of an amphitheater kind of effect in the inside.
Job before.
but I can assure you that I am very excited about this opportunity. Thank you. Oh, well, I don't have any references yet, but I think that the municipal tax office would be a wonderful place to begin my career.
Much more of an amphitheater kind of effect in the inside.
Hello. Hello. You have reached the office of Mr. E. Edward Gray. Please leave your message and the time you called, along with your phone number, and the best time to reach you. And we will get back to you as soon as possible.
I lost.
As
far as the castration, lost.
You lost.
Since I wanted to, from the frame of mind I had at the time, I lost in a sense.
What's so significant about the members of the group that had themselves, who had themselves castrated, is that they had lost a sense of distinction between their own individuality and their leader.
Working with a partner, if there's disagreement, something with your partner, you're looking to your older member or a member in that level that has more experience, is there to help you or supervise you.
Sense of distinction between duality.
Je sais pas, je crois.
Who the hell are you? Going. Really, if you want, please keep talking.
One of the things about doing a movie that's PG-13 is that you only get to use the F word once or twice, and is actually a very helpful word. And as we were rehearsing, you know, there were many scenes where we realized using the F word would help an actor with a moment. But I only felt like I could use it once. And first I gave it to Franca. And then eventually I decided that no, Matt should get the F word because he needed it for this scene. But it was interesting how the F word sort of got moved around from scene to scene, because we're only going to get to use it once in the entire movie.
Their leader. Working with a partner, if there's disagreement, something with your partner, you're looking to your older member.
Poem for the old man. God love you.
To begin my career.
Who the hell are you?
What is it?
I suppose baby monitor.
I found it in the basement. I'm going to use it as a walkie-talkie. What if it's catching a signal from them?
It's not.
But it wasn't working.
Morgan, this crop stuff is about a bunch of nerds who never had a girlfriend in their lives. They're like 30 and they work up little codes together and they analyze Greek mythology and make up secret societies where other guys who never had girlfriends before can join in. They do stupid crap like this to feel special. It's a scam. Nerds were doing it 25 years ago, new nerds are doing it again.
It's just static, Morgan. Turn it up, see?
It's a code.
Why can't I get girlfriends?
Can I see that, please?
It's noise.
It's broken, Morgan. It's just going to keep doing this. Maybe some new batteries.
We might lose a signal.
This is exactly what the nerds want.
I'm getting out now.
Nobody move. Voices. Did you hear that? Not English, though. You heard the voices, Ronicle Merrill?
I heard them, Morgan.
Probably picking up another baby monitor.
That's right.
Let's go!
See, this is why we're not watching TV. People get obsessed. I'm letting go now.
No, Dad!
Don't do it!
You'll lose the signal.
Don't let go. It gets clearer the higher you hold it.
I got him.
Well, honey, I don't want you climbing on the car.
I don't know, and nobody knows. But in the Eskimo world, there is no attempt made to turn pictures right side up. They stick them on their igloos and so on in any position at all. And they're always amazed when visitors come and start craning their necks around to see these pictures. They think it's very amusing because they don't see any other, they don't have any upside down. When they're drawing a picture, they're just as happy drawing underneath the table. When they come to the edge of a table, they go under and draw up without seeing as freely as when they see. They don't need eyes in order to draw. And they don't think of drawing as for the eyes.
Thank you.
My flowers had just about given up in despair, so with the exception of a few potted plants from the florist, we're flowerless for the first spring in years.
And time.
Accident happened. We were in the kitchen and my back was to her. Upstairs, my dad was just leaving for work at Havis Department Store. Because there was a limited amount of time that my mom's back was turned,
Lee!
I slipped and cut too deep. I'm not sure how I could have misjudged. I'd been doing it since seventh grade.
A member in that level that has more experience has been there to help you or supervise you.
T&O were, whatever you think about them, that they felt like they were preparing a group of people to enter into an environment that was like a Star Trek environment, in the sense that it was exploration and it was new frontiers, and it was, but without the family relationships and without the close physical relationships.
The ads that they've taken out in the papers, there is a disclaimer.
you want a lover, I'll do anything you ask me
to replace the light bulb in the hallway to my office. 120 watts of love.
Mr. Gray?
Good to see you again, Mr. Garvey. You remember my secretary, Miss Holloway.
I'm sorry about the typo.
If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger.
It's porterhouse steak, creamed potatoes, green peas, iced tea, and ice cream.
Okay, just a scoop of cream potatoes,
slice of butter,
into the
green peas, and as much ice cream as you'd like to eat.
Doctor, I'll examine every inch of you. If you wanna drive or climb inside, or if you wanna take me for a ride, you know you can. I'm your man. Are the moons too bright? The chains too tight? The beast won't go to sleep. I've been running through
Cosmo's advice for getting your man to share his feelings more intimately is to first try some breezy humor. Whatever you do, don't jump too quickly into relationship talk.
The heart of the Jonestown tragedy.
At last, delighted to see you. Come in, come in. Do sit down. I'm sorry, I can never resist that. I hope you don't mind a working breakfast. Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Indian or China?
Either. With lemon.
One or two eggs with your bacon.
Two?
That will be all. Help yourself to toast. I suppose you're wondering what you're doing here.
It had crossed my mind. What's it all about?
Sit down and I'll tell you. It's a question of your resignation.
Go on.
The information in your head is priceless. I don't think you realize what a valuable property you've become. A man like you is worth a great deal on the open market.
Who brought me here?
I know how you feel, believe me.
News of the slayings reached Temple headquarters in Georgetown. Amos, a hardline member of Joan's trusted inner circle, quickly rounded up her children. She ushered them all down a hall to the main bedroom.
And they have taken quite a liberty.
Who are they?
A lot of people are curious about what lies behind your resignation. You had a brilliant career. Your record is impeccable. They want to know why you suddenly left.
What people?
Now, personally, I believe your story. I do think it was a matter of principle. But what I think doesn't really count, does it? One has to be sure about these things.
And that gives you the right to poke your nose into my private business?
Now, please. It's my job to check your motive.
I've been checked.
Of course, but when a man knows as much as you do, a double check does no harm.
And into the adjoining bathroom, where she slit their throats with a butcher's knife.
You're not going to get famous. Wasting your time here. I'm not going to report this or anything you do to my crops to the news or TV or anybody. You're not going to get famous.
Disney extras said absolutely not in my wishes. Then I were playing the little Rye Hood I'd hear a release that I think it was read. Then we struck him, please, all the major and ice for the scenario. I were purple because it's the Gravurus also odd. You know, some cards he's wearing on.
You always cut it. I've had a literal love.
That's right, it's even a color to him. So she's seen, it's been all spitters on. You know what I'm saying?
They don't need eyes in order to draw. And the eye, they don't think of drawing as for the eye.
A poem for the old man. God.
Also, there's another thing that we haven't discussed, and that's acceptance. That's acceptance by the audience. You could take the funniest man in the world, who is unknown, and put him in front of an audience, and the audience has not yet accepted him because they don't know him.
And he meet him later for the first time. If I talk him out, how seemed to play from him, and he caused the Sahara's gelat, he's both John's death and mowing committee.
That is a great, has a great deal to do with it. I'm accepted now much more than I was 5 years ago because I've had the tremendous exposure on television.
A few details may have been missed.
I don't know who you are or who you work for. And I don't care. I'm leaving. I'm
Osbitzing. Does Osbitzing. Personally, I believe your story. I do think it was a matter of principle. But what I think doesn't really count, does it? One has to be sure about these things.
And that gives you the right to poke your nose into my private business?
Sort of purple form inverted, empty, you know, sort of disembodied demon.
Now, please, it's my job to check your motive.
I've been checked!
Of course, but when a man knows as much as you do, a double check does no harm. A few details may have been missed.
I don't know who you are or who you work for.
Something that will interest you. Oh, feel free. A most important day, remember? Getting ready to meet Chambers, about to become late of the Foreign Office. You were hoping to persuade him to change his mind before the big boys found out. You waited and waited, but he never turned up. A nice guy, Chambers. And so talk.
You see, there's not much we don't know about you, but one likes to know everything. For instance, do you remember that time you arrived back from Singapore? Change of climate, feeling a bit shaky. You were sickening for a cold, sneezed yourself out of our camera, deciding to take a vacation. Now, where can you go? Ireland? Bit too cold that time of the year. Paris? Maybe not. What was that? Sounded like a click. Something in the mirror? Or was it over there? Yes, over there, too. As I said, one likes to know everything. For instance, I had no idea you liked lemon tea.
The time of my birth is missing.
Well, there you are. Now, let's bring it all up to date.
4:31 a.m., 19th of March, 1928. I've nothing to say.
Is that clear? Absolutely nothing.
Now, be reasonable, old boy. It's just a matter of time. Sooner or later, you'll tell me. Sooner or later, you'll want to. Let's make a deal. You cooperate. Tell us what we want to know, and this can be a very nice place. You may even be given a position of authority.
I will not make any deals with you. I've resigned. I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Is it?
Yes. You won't hold me.
Let me prove that we will. Come, I'll show you.
But this habit of sensory orientation, by which we think of space as a fixed container, has had an enormous effect upon our ideas of the medium as containing a program.
Before you go ahead on that, may I just ask you, by the way, if the Eskimos do not consider drawings to be, or drawing to be for the eye, what do they consider it?
Oh, tactility has great priority over sight in their world.
Is it more nearly a form of sculpture, then, than it is drawing?
And as you know, in contemporary poetry and art, the priority of the sculptural or the tactile has replaced the visual order. The scandal of cubism, or the scandal of much symbolist art, was the scrapping of visual space, the throwing aside of the visual in favor of the audile tactile. Of course, at the same time, quantum mechanics was discovering that the physical or chemical bond was resonance. Tactile. At the same time, quantum mechanics was discovering that the physical or chemical bond was resonance.
I hope you don't mind a working breakfast.
The physical or chemical bond was resonance.
The friendliness and goodwill that makes buying a joyous and a happy adventure.
We all know we're in the art of selling.
Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Indian or China?
Either.
That will be all. I suppose you're wondering what you're doing here.
It had crossed my mind.
Now you can have this amazing new... variety of ingredients.
I suppose you're wondering what you're doing here.
Friendliness and goodwill. Friendliness and goodwill.
What's it all about?
The
information in your head is priceless. Tea or coffee?
As Jack Benny had it in radio and in motion pictures.
It makes buying a joyous
and a happy adventure.
And Bob Hope has built up over the years the acceptance, as a Sinatra has.
Tea. Indian or China?
Quantum mechanics was discovering that the physical or chemical bond was resonance.
It's a whole new gateway, laws of resonance. A whole new environment of laws. Good laws. New sheriff in town.
One likes to know everything.
Will prove to be very popular among the populace.
Be a fine singer, and he can go out. He's not going to have the magic, and he's not going to have the acceptance that a Sinatra has, because the audience doesn't know anything about him yet.
He's not lying. He's very highly stressed, but he's not lying. He's confused. He's aggressively searching for a way out of the chaos. This conversation, the video from the consulate, the body language, the vocal pattern. I have a sense that he's just lost here. I've seen it before. I think he snapped.
What's that, a medical term?
You want clinical terminology? It's called conversion hysteria. I don't know how you train these people. I'm not sure I want to know. But I'll guess there's some extremely rigorous behavior modification going on here.
Well, let's assume that's true.
You can only wind people so tight, even machines break down.
Well, this unit has an unblemished record of success.
Then I guess I'm in the wrong meeting.
Okay, enough. Conclusion. Suggestions?
I don't know what's at stake here. I don't think it's a game. I don't think he's working for anybody but himself. Whoever that is.
Poem speak directly, watch the door. Of us for the whole of the poem say in this fell's time. I'm my time for this shot. Boom, I'm the call. I'm the power raise him. And this poem shall survive you, me. It shall linger in history, in your mind, in time, forever.
I don't think you realize what a valuable property you've become.
And a happy adventure.
And a happy adventure.
One likes to know everything.
Do you really want to be my secretary?
I love you.
Lee, you should not be here.
I love you.
I'm sorry, I don't believe that to be true.
Well, it is true. It is.
This matter was resolved when I received your canceled severance check.
I love you.
We can't do this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Why not?
Put both your hands on the desk, palms down.
I want to make love.
Keep both your feet on the floor until I come back.
We're here on day three of what has come to be known as the Lee Holloway Hunger Strike. Now, you may have heard that there are those in the community who wonder if Miss Holloway is even willing to starve herself to death.
In one way or another, I've always suffered. I don't know why exactly. But I do know that I'm not so scared of suffering now. I feel more than I've ever felt. And I've found someone to feel with, to play with. To love in a way that feels right for me. I hope he knows that I can see that he suffers too, and that I want to love him.
Yes.
You don't look like the kind of people I usually work for.
We are new at this.
We approached you through the correct channels. We paid half in advance to the Swiss account, exactly as your agent instructed. Here's your ticket. First class.
Let's see what you want to upload. Motion detector. How much am I carrying?
320 gigabytes. Your storage capacity.
Where am I taking it?
Newark.
Your storage capacity.
More than adequate.
It is extremely dangerous if the upload volume exceeds your storage capacity. Synaptic seepage can kill you in 2 or 3 days. Plus, the data may be corrupted and coherent download will be impossible.
We don't have a problem with that, okay? We don't have a problem with that, okay?
I like you, Lee, but I don't think I'm going to offer you the job.
Why?
It's your behavior.
What's it all about?
You had a brilliant career. Your record is impeccable.
code in, please. Code in. Code in.
I hope you don't mind a working breakfast.
Discovering that the physical or chemical bond was resonance.
Have a problem with that, okay?
Motion and time equals energy. You can't have energy without motion and time. You can't have time without motion and energy. You can't have motion, can't have
motion detector.
Tea or coffee?
No war! Whose streets?
Our streets!
Tea.
Our streets!
Indian or China?
No
either.
War.
No war!
No war! Whose streets?
Our streets!
Whose streets?
That will be all.
No war!
No war!
No war!
No war!
Whose streets?
Our streets!
Whose streets?
Our streets!
No war!
No war!
No war!
No war!
Whose streets?
Our streets!
I know how you feel, believe me. Sooner or later you'll tell me. Sooner or later you'll want to.
Download will be impossible. 3 days plus. The data may be corrupted. Here in download will be impossible.
We don't have a problem with that, okay? When the counter approaches zero, click on 3 frames off the TV. Any 3. They'll meld with the data and I won't know what they are. That's a download code. You get a hard copy. You fax 1 copy to your connection on the other side. When I get there, we feed in the code and download. Understand? Upload begins when you press here. Hit me.
次ネプと行ってみた。
Discovering that the physical or chemical bond was resonance, that there is no connection in matter. That is perhaps another way of coming to this medium and the message thing. In visual space, we think of things as continuous and connected. Eh? There is no connection in auditory space or tactile space. To the sense of touch, there are no connections, there are only resonances. Beats, rhythms, closures. Connection in auditory space. Kinetic movement and so on. There is no continuity, no connection, only discontinuity. And this idea of the visual man, the Euclidean man, that space is continuous and uniform and connected, does not apply in the electronic age to any of the senses except sight. And under electronic conditions, even the visual has lost that continuous character. Under especially television conditions, it becomes once more a mosaic, a collage of resonant dots.
The script wasn't very much from her spec, and I refused to show much of it at the moment, and she asserted it's very important.
I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. my life as my own.
Are you, Professor McLuhan, seeking to approximate that in any way when in your book or your books you have the chapters readable in any sequence, that they don't have to be read 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and so on? That, in this particular book, The Cliched Archetype, was the result of having simply created a file of chapters alphabetically, and having noticed that they had a kind of dynamic pattern or logic from the absurd to theater. The first chapter was absurd, and the last chapter was theater. And it seemed that the intervening order was also a dynamic one. This is the way the book had grown. And so we just hit upon the idea of retaining it as a pattern of growth. The idea of pattern recognition, one of the peculiar new awarenesses of our time, is the result of speed up. When things move very quickly, their pattern of form of them appears very plainly. Whereas when things move very slowly, it's not so easy to see a pattern. This has something to do with a lot of the confusions of our world. When people who had previously
I have one image of the access code. You have the other two.
I'll give you the data. Everybody has it.
You don't understand. They don't just want the data. They want everything it's ever been stored in. There's less danger of information decay. And we don't have to worry about anyone going in with mnemonic sensors. These days, you see, dead men can tell tales.
Where is it? Where's the weapon? Who else is out here?
Who else? How many you got with you? I'm not gonna ask you again.
I walk alone like you. We always walk alone.
Who do you mean?
Who are you, Rome? Paris? Treadstone. Both of us.
Treadstone?
Which one?
Paris. I live in Paris.
Do you get the headaches?
Yeah.
I get such bad headaches. You know, at night when you're driving a car. I don't know, maybe it's something to do with the headlights.
What is Treadstone?
Treadstone said pills. They said go to Paris.
Is Treadstone in Paris?
Look at this. Look at what they make you give.
Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Indian or China?
China.